Hello, this is Benjamin Berkeley of the Empowerment Center. Welcome to Moment of Settlement with Benjamin Beck. Today, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, your life will become a testimony. God will give back to a miracle in your destiny. Whatever you touch will work. You will experience divine approval and acceptance. Anything that resists destiny will not resist you. Whatever wants to stop you from shining will not be able to stand on your way. The Lord will stand by you, defend you, uphold you, and be with you. He will give you testimony on every side. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I prophesy for you today that there shall be showers of blessing upon you. Showers of peace, showers of goodness, showers of progress. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you will make progress today. God will turn your insults to resolve in the precious name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and everything about you will produce miracle and testimony. It is well with you. In Jesus' name, the Lord will pray. And everybody say, bigger and believing. Amen. Glory, glory to God. Welcome to Moment of Settlement with Benjamin Beckley. I am excited. Testimonies are rolling in from every corner of what God is using this podcast to do. I'm looking forward to your own as well. If today is your first time listening to this podcast, you are welcome. Moment of Settlement is a daily prophetic prayer podcast that is designed to empower you and to position you for the best of the day. You will enjoy the best of today, no matter what the enemy is doing. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen, amen, and amen. Now, my prayer chart for you today is from Psalm 91, verse number 16. Psalm 91. Verse number 16. With long life will I satisfy him, and I will show him my salvation. With long life, God said he will satisfy. With long life, will I satisfy and show him my salvation. Today, in the name of Jesus, you will live long. Hear me. Whatever will cut short your life, God will not allow it to happen. In this season, whatsoever will cut short your life, won't allow you to enjoy life, won't allow you to live long, won't allow you to live well, God will cut it off. In the precious name of Jesus, you will enjoy long life. Say, with long life. Long life means that longevity. Not only will God give you long life, he will give you sound health. I prophesy, let your amen run like thunder. Receive grace for long life. You will live long. Every agenda of premature death is canceled. Every arrow of untimely death is destroyed. Every affliction that can kill you before your time, God will not permit. In the mighty name of Jesus, your children will not die. Your husband will not die. Your wife will not die. Suddenly in your household, there will not be cry of mourning. Everything that will create sorrow, that will lead to untimely death, will not happen. Every road accident that produces premature death will not happen. Every strange attack in the dream or in the day that produces strange the premature death will not happen to you. Your business will not die. Nothing dies in your hand. Nothing dies in your life. I prophesy, nothing dies in your hand. Nothing dies in your life. You will enjoy long life. God will satisfy you. Satisfy you with life. Satisfy you with health. Satisfy you with peace. Satisfy you with joy. Satisfy you with gladness. Satisfy you with goodness. It will show you his salvation. His saving power. He will save you from what could have killed you. He will save you from what he sent to hurt you. God will save you from anything that wants to hinder you. God will save you from everything and anything that wants to draw you downward and backward. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, enjoy divine safety, supernatural protection. In the name of Jesus, I am prophesying into your life today. Long life, long life, long life, long life, long life, long life. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I am decree and declare, any error you will make that will kill you before your time, God will not permit it. God will not permit it. God will not permit it. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I forbid errors. I cancel errors. I overturn errors. I overrule errors. In the name of Jesus, live long. Live long. Live long. It is done, and so shall it be. Thank you, blessed Father. Glory be to God forevermore. It is well with you. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody that believes, say louder, amen. Today, as you go out and as you come in, you will see the assistance of God, the defense of God, the hand of God, the help of God, the goodness of God in the land of the living. It will speak for you. You will not die, but live to declare the glory of God, to showcase the goodness of God in the land of the living. You will showcase the wonders of God. You will showcase the wonders of God in the land of the living. In the name of Jesus Christ, thank you, the overdoor. It is done. In Jesus' name we pray. Oh, glory to God. Forevermore, I see you enjoying lasting health, good health, long life, peaceful habitation. To the glory of God the Father, in Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Now, my watch out for you today is the continuation of that series on 21 decisions you make if you want to make headway. And today I want to share with you the decision not to spend more than you are earning. The decision not to spend more than you are earning. If your earning is not enough for you, it is an indication that you either need to earn more or you need to cut your expenses. Those that spend more than they are earning are putting themselves in the trap of debt. Those that spend more than they earn position themselves for financial pressure. Not one of the things that kills people before their time is the burden of finances. Debt can open door for debt. Debt can open door for debt. In life, you must learn how to minimize your expenses and maximize or amplify your earning. If you don't manage your financial life well, it can ruin your entire life. If you don't manage your financial life well, it can ruin your whole life, your entire life. Finances affect destiny. Don't spend more than you earn. You are not living to impress anybody. Life is not about impression. Life is about manifestation and impact. Live your life to impact. Don't live your life to show off. After you have impressed us one day, impression is over. Life is not all about competition. It is about manifestation. I want you to understand, don't put yourself on pressure of spending more than you are earning. If you want to spend more, position yourself to earn more. Take advantage of multiple income streams. You may be working now. Look into also opportunities that can increase your earning. Increase your knowing, increase your opportunity level, increase your idea potential level so that you can be able to increase your earning capacity. It's very important to put yourself on financial pressure that leads to high blood pressure. Oh yes, financial pressure can lead to high blood pressure. High blood pressure can mount pressure upon your health that can lead to untimely death. May that not be your portion. Live your life by faith. Don't try to be like Mr. Jack. You don't know where Mr. Jack started from. Big house, big car is not essentially a sign of wealth. Oh yes, there are many people that they have big house, it is debt, busy. Many with big car, it is debt. I have nothing against big cars. I have nothing against big house. But live your life by faith. When you get to that phase, manifest according to your capacity. But don't put yourself under unnecessary pressure because you want to impress somebody. It might be an invitation to premature death. The Lord will give you wisdom in the name of Jesus Christ. Live in your means. As a matter of fact, it is very sensible and wise to spend less than you are earning so that you can have more to save and invest to earn more. God will strengthen you and God will uphold you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The word is very important and enough for the wise. Follow this direction and the decision. Make a decision as a family, as husband, no matter who is pushing each other. Make a decision. This year, we are not spending more than we are earning. We have to spend lower so that we can have enough to save and prepare for our future. The Lord is with you in the name of Jesus. God bless you. It's going to be a glorious day. It's going to be a favor-filled day for you. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, share this podcast with somebody, especially today's post. Send it to your friends. Send it to them. Send if you like, if you have, you know somebody that will love to spend, even borrow to spend and not pay back, send it to them. It will help them. It will open their eyes in the mighty name of Jesus. If somebody is sick around you, send to this prayer to them. I see a healing anointing upon this prayer. Kappa! Rain for those heart. I see a healing anointing upon them. In the name of Jesus, let me know what happened. There is an anointing of healing working right now in the name of Jesus on this broadcast. In Jesus' name, send it to them. And in case this was sent to you and you desire to be receiving this podcast on a daily basis, just text the word register. Register, send it as an SMS or a WhatsApp message to this phone number +1 972 639 1762. Again, register to +1 972 639 1762 and you will receive instruction on how you can be getting this podcast on a daily basis. You are blessed in the name of Jesus. From glory to glory and from testimony to testimony, that is your portion in Jesus' name. And everybody say, believing and a better amen. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, if you have not subscribed to our YouTube channel, I want you to go ahead and do so. Go to the link www.bit.ly/wordplace1. Wordplace1. The information is also in the comment that is connected to this podcast. The Lord be with you and the Lord strengthen you. You are blessed. Amen, amen, and amen. Till I come your way again tomorrow on the same platform, I remain Benjamin Beckley of the Empowerment Center. Be blessed. Amen.